This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers of Islam around the world. This is again the slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at your service, your brother in Islam, brother Ala, coming to you live from Canada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, your family, health and wealth, and accept all your good deeds, your siyam, your qiyam, your Quran, your sujood, your ruku', your dua, your tajarrud, everything else that comes with the month of Ramadan. May Allah bless it for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you. Ameen. Today we are going to start a new series, inshallah. It's the journey of the soul. This is one of my dearest series into my heart, because this is really what got this poor slave back, Allah, back into in a straight path. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, under the hand of Dr. Umar Abdul Khafi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and preserve him, ya Rabbi, Ameen. And this is exactly what we're going to do. I'm going to take you on a journey of the soul. The journey of the soul, we're going to be four episodes. The first one, we're going to talk about death. May Allah grant us a good ending, ya Rabbil Alameen. The second one, we're going to talk about the alam al-barzakh, the second stage. But I'll tell you there are five stages that we're going to go through in this one specifically. The second stage is going to be in the grave, and the third stage will be the alam al-barzakh wa nushur. This is a ba'th, resurrection. And the last one, inshallah, wallahi ma ba'da dunya min dar illa jannah aw nar, which means there's no dwellings after this life except heaven or hell. So we'll talk about the last one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the hellfire and grant us the ability to be able to be the dwellings of the heaven, hence the true ultimate winning. According to the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ النَّارُ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Those who were distant away from hellfire and granted permission to enter paradise, that's the ultimate triumph. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the faizin, among the winners in this life and the hereafter. So I'm going to start with this journey with inviting you on a trip with me. I want you to imagine that you had a tough day. Your boss was giving you a hard time. Your spouse was giving you a hard time. Your children are driving up the wall, especially you're now in quarantine. You're inside the house. You can't do anything else. You're just there. And you are now saying, you know what? I want to stop the world. I want to get off. Let me take a vacation. And you go on the net and you find some halalish, halal enough vacation, and you book it. And you receive an email. And the email actually says, go ahead, open up. Your itinerary is available. And when you open up, here's what you're going to get. And I want you to think about it and see what you feel. Congratulations, your booking is confirmed. However, you don't need luggage with you, because where you're going, you will not need them. And by the way, it's a one-way ticket. You're not coming back. Your captain is the angel of death. Your accommodation is 6 feet beneath the ground. Your destination is unknown. Can you imagine if you get that email, my brothers and sisters? Will you actually worry about anything else in your life? Will you worry that your cousin so-and-so served you leftover food, and you have debts on this guy, and you have you didn't get the promotion that you were looking for, and everything else? Wallahi, nothing will matter at this time. So I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, this is exactly what I want you to think about it. I want you to think that this is nothing matter. The priorities for me is exactly that I have to prepare for that. And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Mata sa'a?" When is it exactly? And I'll tell you why I'm talking about the sa'a shortly, inshallah. When is the time? He did not answer him. It's a long story, but he says after he finished that thing, he says, "Man alladhi sa'al?" Who, my ayna sa'id? Who asked about it? He says, you know, when is the hour? He says, ma a'adatta laha. He did not tell him about the minor signs of times, about the major signs of times, and any of that stuff. And that's the question I'm going to ask you in the beginning, and I'm going to ask you the same in the end of that lecture, inshallah. Ma a'adatta laha. What have you prepared for it? Are you ready to put your head on the pillow not to be able to raise it back up again? Are you ready to be the last blink of an eye, last pulse of the heart, and last breath you take? Are you ready? And if you're not, why? And ask yourself, it must be because of a sin. And why shouldn't we get rid of the sin that you're afraid of dying of for? And why don't we have a new leaf? And I'm going to tell you exactly when I put my head on the pillow, I'm going to say that this is exactly how I'm going to put my place in the grave. And as I am preparing myself in that, I'm going to also prepare myself for the questions I'll be answered. But that's the next episode, inshallah. So I want you to think about it. الله سبحانه وجل في علاه لله عبادا فطنا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة نظروا فيها فلما رأوها ليست تحي مسكنا اتخذوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سكنا. You know what that means, my brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intellectual individuals that looked at this life and they saw the truth about it. It is not the real thing. And you will know why, because the ayat and the ahadith is the same. So they took the righteous deeds to be the safety boat to get them to the shores of Jannah. And that's what we have to do. أَيَا مَدَّعِ الْفَهْمِ إِلَى كَمْ يَأَخَ الْوَهْمِ تُعَبِّ الذَّنْبَ وَالذَّمْ وَتُخْطِي الْخَطَأَ الْجَمْ أَمَا بَانَ لَكَ الْعَيْبِ أَمَا أَنْظَرَكَ الشَّيْبِ. Oh my dear brothers and sisters, oh who you think that you are a knowledgeable scholar, you have it all covered, you got it all down, and you're ready to rock and roll, paint the town red, you do the bar hopping, يَا نَفْسٍ هَدِّي مَعَلَيْكِ أَدِّي, I am the God's gift to women, and all of that stuff. Right? When we are doing this, my brothers and sisters, you are actually walking on something that you will be under in a few days, in a few days, a few months, a few weeks, a few seconds. We don't know that. And that's why the earth will say, Ya ibn Adam, tamshi ala fawqi wa ba'da qalila takuna fi jawfi. O child of Adam, you're walking above me, but in very shortly you will be in beneath me. You know why? And that's why the scholars will say, min turabin ala turab. فَحِسَابٌ أَوْ عِقَابٌ. He says this is, we come from the earth, مِن تُرَاب, عَلَى تُرَاب, then above the earth, إِلَى تُرَاب, then back to it again. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ طَارَةً أُخْرَى. فَثَوَابٌ أَمْ عِقَابٌ. This حساب, this reckoning, is either be heaven or hell. And that's where you're going to end up with the series, inshallah. So I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters, and think about it. How you came to this life, how you're going to end up in this life. And the comparison again, remember when you came to this life, somebody made a noise, somebody's happy you're here. When you leave this life, somebody's going to make a noise. Somebody is saddened for your departure. And when you came to this life, a nurse gave you a ghusl, shower. And when you leave this life, somebody will give you a shower. And when you came to this life, after the shower, the nurse shrouded you in a blanket. When you leave this life, after your ghusl, you will be shrouded. When you came to this life, somebody made the adhan in your right ear, hopefully your father. First thing you heard was Allahu Akbar. So live accordingly. Allahu Akbar means what? God is greater than what? Everything. It's mubhama for a reason. It's actually indefinite. It's identified because of a reason. Because what is it exactly? You don't say it's God is the greatest. It's incorrect translation actually. Where the scholar says God is greater. And it's left for that reason because what is greater than what? He says everything. So if you live by that, you will die accordingly. And that's the first thing you hear in your right ear, believe it or not, is the word Allahu Akbar, the adhan, from your father. So when you die, there is no adhan. There is no aqama. And that's exactly what you will do. When you leave, you will get the same. When you come to this life, you will be giving a birth certificate. When you leave this life, you will be giving a death certificate. In the beginning and the end, you collect certificates. You graduate, you get a certificate. You get a job, you get a certificate. You get a car, you get a certificate. You get married, you get a certificate. But when you die, you will not need that certificate. But the most important certificate of all, my brothers and sisters, are 99 files. Every file, as far as your eyesight can see. And that's your third episode of this series, inshallah. We will talk about it. So I want you to think. The questions are granted in the womb of your mother. Same questions will be granted in the womb of the earth. And that you have to come back again next week, inshallah, in order for you to understand what I'm talking about. Let us now go to the ayat and the hadith, and hopefully it will just pave the path to understand the magnitude of the end, so you'll know the importance of the beginning, where you are right now. Because you will get wishes, wallahi, my brothers and sisters. I want you to remember this. The scholars will say that you will get wishes on Judgment Day. Among them, he says, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh Allah, let me come back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you will be granted wishes. But some of them will be granted, some of them will be denied. Among them, this one will be denied. Oh Allah, give me one more chance to come back to this life. I've seen the light, I'm healed, I repent, I believe, and all of that, whatever we can do. And then when you come back, Allah says, Kalla, inna, it's verbal. It's just a word. It's a lip service, akhi and ukhti. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that opportunity, so take advantage of it. And that's why the scholar says, how much will you pay on Judgment Day? If you come back to this earth, knowing what you will know, that you've seen the heaven and you've seen the hell, and you've seen the angels, you've seen everybody else, how much would you pay to come back here? He says, I will give everything. That's my umniyah. That's my wish. He says, أنت في هذه الأمنية. The scholars will tell you, you are actually living this wish. Do you believe it, brothers and sisters, how lucky we are? We can actually say, I still believe there is only one God. I still say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Well, everything is there with you. You can do your qiyam, you can do your sujood, you can do everything. But when you leave, that's it. The cut off is done. But here I'm to tell you that actually when you die, you're not done. The stages that I was talking about is actually five. The scholar says, first one is the alam al-dhur. He says, when we were spirits in our back of our Adam's forefathers and Adam alayhi salam, and this is called the alam al-dhur. The second one is actually when you're in the womb of your mother. The third one is taklufa, that we were living right here. Dunya, this life is the taklufa, your obligation. Yes? Number four is your grave, and number five is your resurrection. So when you die, only the body dies, but the soul actually goes from bayna hayatayn. You're living between alam, this dunya, dar al-ibtila, and the other one, dar al-baqa. وَبَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخْ. You saw this life is the test and the eternal life. And between them, there is barzakh. Now, understanding that, my dear brothers and sisters, let us continue the journey. May Allah make that journey the best of journeys, Ya Rab. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created death before life. Logically, it doesn't make sense. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the emphasis on death, because that's the criterion. You'll find out that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will know why shortly, inshallah, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember death in abundance, because that's the criterion. In that fraction of second, you will leave this dunya to be in another eternal life. Temporary, unknown, then eternal. But it's going to be an interesting journey. So, fasten your seatbelt, and here we go. Are you ready? Bismillah. Allah subhanahu wa jalla says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Because you are actually living between these two lives, but people say, ithar. You know what ithar? This is my place. I want to invest in everything here. But akhirah, the hereafter, is the best for you. So let me give you an example. If I were to tell you I'm going to give you an office, but this office is temporary. You're going to stay in this office for 1 week. What are you going to do with this office? Are you going to put the best chandeliers, the best carpets, the best everything? Or are you going to say, you know what, temporary, man, I'm just going to stay here for 1 week and I'm going to move on. But if I were to tell you this office is permanent for you, what are you going to do? Yes, I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to be here for as long as I live. That's it. So that's why the scholars say, if I were to give you a temporary silver or a temporary gold or permanent silver, which you take? Most of us will say, I'll take the permanent silver, because temporary, you will give it, I'll take it back. So it's not mine, really. So he says, why are you holding on to a temporary silver and letting go of permanent gold? Temporary silver, this life, you're letting go of a permanent gold. So if you're given a choice between you sitting under a shade of a tree in a hot summer day or under the direct sun heat, the heat of the sun, which one you will take? Of course, we'll take the shade of a tree. And that's why, again, the scholars will ask you, why is it then that you're choosing hellfire over heaven? It's a choice, my brothers and sisters. You know why it's a choice. Allah subhanahu wa jalla says, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعٌ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. This dunya, you know what mata' is? Everything that the possession you have. Everything. You know, this thing is a mata'. Everything that you have is called mata'. Mata'. It's temporary that you have. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that hereafter is dar al-qarar. You know what that means? You're not moving anymore. How many of us change our address? How many of us sit so long to someone we love so much? How many have shed tears over one that we said, I will see you in Jannah, inshallah, after a long, healthy, righteous life. How many times you forward your this and you've seen and you moved and you... How many times? So Allah says this is dar al-qarar. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينِ. Worship your Lord till death comes upon you. Yaqeen is the certain. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when some of the sahabi, Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anhu, when he says, إِتَاهُ الْيَقِينِ. For sure, there is no doubt about it. الله سبحانه وجل في علاه says وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس مع سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق. You know what that means? It's in the past tense. الموت أقرب إليك من شراك نعلك. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says death is closer than you. You know that slipper that you have a little bit of a slither of leather that's holding the na'l, the bottom of the slipper to the top of the feet, that is called shirak al-na'l. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your death is closer to you than that. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ We're closer than your jugular vein, but you haven't seen it yet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ What is the haqq? The anguish of death has come with the truth. What is the haqq? Al-haqq annaka satamut. The truth that you will die. And the truth you will never be able to come back. And the truth, no matter how skillful the doctor is, he cannot help you. And no matter how good the raqi is, will not help you. And the truth is that we will carry you on the shoulders. And the truth is that we will be in the janazah. The truth is you'll be going into the grave. And the truth is you'll be resurrected. And the truth is you will have your book with the right or the left. And the truth is you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the truth is it's either heaven or hell. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Yeah. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الطَّرَاقِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٌ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفُرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتُ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the taraq, you know what taraq is? The scholar says, either the soul comes back to the turqwa, which is this area here, or taraq, your soul will actually be taraqin, will be taken up from one angel to another. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٌ قِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٌ Two opinions. One is, who is going to give ruqya to this person? Or who, the other opinion is, who is the angel that will be taken up to that? قِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٌ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ Two opinions again. The saq will cross over when you die, or the saq, the angel will take you over to another angel. Are you ready for that? Allahu Akbar. And that's what we're trying to prepare you for, my dear brothers and sisters. Because some of the righteous says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, Wallahi, if you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do, and you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you look after your ra'iyya of your shepherds, and you are making sure that you are not oppressing anyone. He says, فَالْمَوْتِ This death will be the best thing that happened to you. You'll look forward to it. And if you don't, تَتَحَصَّرْ وَتَتَنَدَّمْ وَتَنْدَمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ He says, if you don't do that, you will regret and remorse everything. And death will be the worst thing that ever happened to you, as opposed to the best thing ever happened to you. So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah gave us this opportunity to live, to plant a seed for the hereafter as cultivation, let's take advantage of it. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah gave us that. Inna yaqeen, certainty, let us now not doubt any of it. And again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. This is in Sahih Bukhari. And he actually used to say it even faghfir lil-anfari wal-muhajira. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi radiyallahu anhu majma'in. When Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi says in the Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse number 8, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ قُلْ تَلْقِنِيَّ Tell them, O Muhammad, إِنَّ For sure, it's verily, ta'keed, there's no doubt, ta'keed. It says, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ This death that you're running away from, where are you running from? Do you think that the others have lasted more than you? Do you think the throne that you're fighting for, how did it get to you? Wasn't it there before somebody else? But if it came to you, it doesn't mean that it's eternal, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. So it says, this death that you're trying to run away from you, from, it says, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ Whether you're running away, it's going to come to you, whether you like it or not. And that's why actually called musibat al-maut. You know what a musiba is? You know, I want you to think that on the back, on your back, you have a target, like a bullseye. As the angel of death already let go of an arrow, And that is coming directly to you, my brothers and sisters. It's just a matter of time. So the scholar says it's adda tanazuli. It's actually counting down, not counting up your age. He says from the day you were born, you're counting down closer to your grave. Understand, that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu Allah, used to say, Wallahi ma min yawm, sharaqat alayhi, ashraqat alayhi shams, talat alayhi shams, zada imani fihi wa amali salih. Says there is no good a day for me. It's not a good day when the sun rises and my iman does not increase and my righteous deeds does not increase. So how are you doing, brothers and sisters? Every day that comes in, hammi mazid. Do I make more money or do I actually put more deposit in the bank with Allah Subhanahu wa Jalla fi ula? And that's why Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had told us to remember death in abundance. And I'll tell you a reason why. He says, "Dhikr al-maut fawaid azima." There's a lot of benefits in it. فَهُوَ أَدْعَى لِقِصَرِ الْأَمَلِ الدنيا. It is actually, it invites you to cut off that false hope, you know, بحر التمني. You know, some people, سوف أتوب. I will repent. When I get 40, after I get married, you know, after I perform Hajj. But wallahi, we're not guaranteed to reach any of them. Yes. No one is guaranteed anything. So he says, this dhikr al-maut, it reminds you of that. It shortens the hope. And that's what he says, وَزُهْدِ الدُّنْيَا, you renounce this life. وَالْحِرْصَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ, and you're cautious to do righteous deeds and excel in it and hold yourself accountable before you're held accountable and you weigh your actions before they're weighed onto you and repenting to expedient, haste in repentance, do not procrastinate and give back the rights of people because before they come to you on judgment day. So I'm going to give you five invasions that you have to make sure that you are aware of it. The first invasion, the scholar says, with the malakul maut. Five invasions you have to be aware of and you have to protect yourself from. The first invasion, the angel of death. By the way, he will not make an appointment. He will not come and say, excuse me, can I make an appointment with you? Can you see my secretary? Secretary and secretary and secretary and all of that. Wallahi, there is no secretary. Nothing. That's it. Time comes up, you're up. And now, the second one, he says, Munkar wa Nakir. He says, the angels, when we'll talk about the details, inshallah, next episode, will come and sit you up. And the third, he says, when that dude, when the worms come and gobble you up. And when you're resurrected, when people come, this is Fulan ibn Fulan, so this is so and so. This is Magharat al-Mazalim. People come and invade you. And they take your good deeds because you oppressed this and you did that. You backbited this and all of that stuff. And the last one is the Zabaniya, the angels, whether you'll take you in heaven or hell. This is Magharat. So please be careful, my brothers and sisters, with the invasions and that what you have to prepare. So when you do so, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi Allah gives you a chance every day to give back before it's too late. And he says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Uthkur al-maut fi salatik." Remember death in your prayer. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ إِذَا ذَكَرَ الْمَوْتَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ فَحَرِيٌّ أَنْ يُحْسَنَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. So if you remember death when you're praying, it is an indicative for you to be excelling in doing good in your deeds. So صَلُّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدَّعَ. Pray if this is your last prayer. Every time. I want you to think of this, my brothers and sisters. When you pray, this is your last prayer. According to this prayer, you're going to go to heaven and hell. And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. So, وَفِي صَبَاحِكَ, he says, in the morning, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءَ. That's how you live. So if you wake up in the morning, don't wait for nighttime. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحَ. And when you go at night, don't wait for the morning. That's it. You're not guaranteed. وَخُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And take from this life to the hereafter. Your death, وَمِنْ صَحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ, and take from your health to your illness, وَمِنْ فَرَاغِكَ لِشُغْلِكَ. Says that from the time that you have, that you have none, and that's why Prophet says, اغْتَنِمْ خَمْسَ قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, take advantage of five before five. Among them is what we just talked about. And when we sleep, my brothers and sisters, اللهم إني أسلمت نفسي إليك بسمك ربي وضعت جنبي وبسمك أرفعه اللهم أمسكت نفسي فرحمها ونصلتها فاحفظها بما تحفظ بها عباد الصالحين. You know why? Because when you sleep on your right is exactly how we're going to be sleeping in the grave. So in your name, Ya Allah, in your name I place my side. In your name I raise my side. Oh Allah, if you hold the soul have mercy upon it. And if you release it, protect it from that as you protect the righteous slaves. And that's what we're doing, my brothers and sisters, because when we're sleeping, it's called the mawt al-sughra, the minor death. And I talked to you about the time. So let me talk about it just before as a segue again. Please understand, when we die, this is your minor qiyamah. Again, I'll talk about it next episode, inshallah. Your minor qiyamah when you die, my brothers and sisters. I don't think you're going to have to wait till thousands of years till you think what it is. Ayyana mursaha. Yeah? When is it? Oh, it's too far, too long. No. When you die, your minor qiyamah, your minor judgment day is started. And that's when we're asking, my brothers and sisters, please note that maut could be a good thing or could be a bad thing. Who's it good for? A true believer, may Allah make us among them, Ya Rab. Because you paid your dues. Now you're tastarih. You know what? With some of them, she says, أَتُرِدَانِ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا أَتُرِدَانِ أَن تُعِدَانِ إِلَى الدَّارِ الْحُسْنِ وَالْهَمَامِ قَدِّمَانِ إِلَى رَبِّ قَدِّمَانِ. Do you want to take me back to the hardship, difficulties in this life? Take me to the merciful God. Yes. And that's the truth. But the disbeliever, وَلْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, it is a totally different story. So you understand now, death could be the best thing ever happened to you or the worst thing ever happened to you. And this is what the bushara, the angels will give you good news, inshallah, at the time of death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ الله أكبر اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب إِنَّ again is مشروطة conditional إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ those who say our Lord is Allah ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا then you're straight therein تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ the angels descend upon them أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا you should not be afraid and you should not be saddened. You know why we're saddened and why you're afraid, akhi? See, the scholars will ask you, what are you afraid of? You're usually afraid of something in the future. But they will ask you again, what are you saddened about? You're usually saddened about in the past. So you're afraid of the future. You're not sure where you're going to go or even how to pay the bills. Am I going to keep my job or somebody going to die or am I going to keep the house? You're afraid of the future. But you're saddened about something, some sins you made. Decisions he made in the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا don't be afraid of the future. The angels will be there to guide you straight through this. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا and don't be saddened about the past. وَأَبْشِرُوا have the good news, the glad tidings, بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ with Jannah that you were promised. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا your guardians are here. We'll take you. Don't worry about it. The angel, the guardian angels, for real this time. Not the what we think. He says, in the dunya, in the hereafter, we will help you. And anything you wish for, it will be there for you. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters. So we can understand now, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا ابْتُلِيَ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمُ بِبَلَاءٍ فِي جَسَدِهِ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ اكْتُبُوا لَهُ صَالِحَ عَمَلُهُ فَإِنْ شَفَاهُ اللَّهُ غَسَلَهُ وَطَهَّرَهُ وَإِنْ قَبَلُوا غَفَرَ لَهُ This is Sahih al-Jami. When Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi lahu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah tests you, and He's testing us right now, يُمَحِّصُ الْأُمَّةَ You know the aqni'ah, zalat, the masks have fallen. Khalas, I'm not talking about the mask you put on your mouth right now. No, the true mask, you know, the obscure vision, amal basar wal basira, that you cannot see not just with your eyes, you cannot even see with your heart. The truth is here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. And it's good. I'm telling you, it is good. Wallahi, there's so much good behind this. At least if awakening to come back. Before it's too late. وَإِنْ ذَقَنَّهُمَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Maybe we'll give them a taste of punishment in this life before the taste in the hereafter. So they'll come back. And that's why Prophet said, if you're tested, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the angels, tell the angels, write down from their good deeds. And if that they've given you shifa, they've given you a cure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you. And if you are dying, Allah will forgive you. So everything, عَجَبًا لِأُمَّةٍ Wonders of a true believer's actions. Everything is good to them, whatever happens to them. And I repeat again, that's why everybody says Muslims are the best to handle these crises and this pandemic because if that's what we believe, our aqidah accordingly, inshallah. So I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters, to finish off with at least one hadith. There's a couple of hadith that I actually wanted to share with you, but maybe we'll just finish one because of the time. So this hadith is a bit long, but we will take the gist of it, inshallah. So this is one Imam Ahmad, rahmatullah, عليه في مسنده عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن العبد المؤمن. This is what we finish with, inshallah. إن العبد المؤمن إذا كان في انقطاع من الدنيا وإقبال من الآخرة. If the true believer, a slave, a true believer, is coming up to the end of this life, coming on to that next life. نزل إليه ملائكة من السماء. The angels will descend from the heavens. بيض الوجوه, beautiful lit faces. كأن وجوههم الشمس, their faces are like the sun. معهم كفن من أكفان الجنة وحنوط من حنوط الجنة. They have a shroud and a coffin from Jannah. الله أكبر. حتى يجلسوا منه مد البصر. And they will sit across the horizon, whatever you can see, as far as your eyesight can see. ثم يجيء ملك الموت. Then the angel of death will come. عليه السلام حتى يجلس عند رأسه. And the angel of death will be right at your head. فيقول, and he will say, أيتها النفس الطيبة, يا الله. Oh, this kind, gentle soul. اخرجي إلى مغفرة من الله ورضوان. Come out to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasure. قال, فتخرج تسيل كما تسيل القطرة من في السقاء. As if your soul will leave your body as if it's water drop coming out of the spout of a pot. Ya salam. Beautiful. But I want you to keep that in mind and compare it to the other one in the end of the hadith. فَيَأْخُذْهَا فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا لَمْ يَدْعُوهَا فِيَدْهِ طَرْفَ تَعِيدٍ. So the angel of death will take away your soul. So you have a choice. You have a choice. You tell me how you want your soul to leave your body. As a drop of water leaving a spout, a pot. And if the angel of death will hold it, the other angels of mercy will not leave it in the hand of the angel a blink of an eye. They will take it right away. So, and they will put it in that shroud and the coffin from the heavens. And he says, وَذَلِكَ الْحَمُوتِ كَأَنَّهُ أَطْيَبُ نَفْسٍ مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. He says, this will be a beautiful a musk aroma. وُجِرَتْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. The best aroma that you've ever smelled in this life. Like, you know, remember when you're really hungry and you're breaking your fasting and you smell like biryani? Allahu Akbar! Ya salam, mashallah, tabarak. Everything will taste like ice cream. Everything, subhanAllah, everything smells good. But this one here, a beautiful aroma, a beautiful musk, the best thing. You will go into this coffin smelling the best thing. You will smell the best, subhanAllah, ajeeb Allah. He says, فَيَصْعَدُونَ بِهَا فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ. Meaning that they will ascend to it and they will not pass by. يعني على الملائكة. That means the angels will go up to another layer of heaven and the other angels. إلا قالوا ما هذا الروح الطيب. The angel says, who is this gentle, beautiful soul? فيقولون فلان ابن فلان. This is so and so and so. Allahu Akbar. Could you imagine your name mentioned to the angels by the angels? Allahu Akbar. بأحسن أسمائه. By the best of names that you will call on this earth. So what will your name be? Remember when I was talking about the fast forward, brothers and sisters. What will your name be? What will your legacy be? What will you be known for? You know when the Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he's saying about a person, you know what? He's worried about so much about what will people say. What will people say about you? What do you think people will say about you after you die? So they will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raj'un. So what, do you know what you meant? He says, yes, he translated. There's no... Says, if you know for sure that you're going to be created, that you know that you will die. And if you know that you will die, that means you will be going to the grave. And you know if you're going to go to the grave, you'll be resurrected. And if you know that you're going to be resurrected, that means you stand in front of Allah. And you know if you're going to stand in front of Allah, then you know that you will be asked the question. He says, فَأَعِدْ الْجَوَابِ لِلسُّؤَالِ. Then you better prepare the answer for the questions, brothers and sisters. Again, that is your fourth, that's your third halaqa, inshallah, the lecture coming up, بإذن الله. But now, let us continue with the hadith, inshallah. فيقول فلان ابن فلان بأحسن اسماء التي كان يسمونه بها في الدنيا. Best names that you will call in this dunya. حتى ينتهوا بها إلى السماء. And they will reach the heavens. This level here of heavens. فيستفتحون له فيفتح له. Then that means what? There's gates. أبواب السماء. So it's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant permission for the angels to go ahead and open the gates of the first heaven. فيفتح له فيشيعه من كل سماء مقربوها. Now, you know what? Who will take you as a parade? The best of the levels of every heaven, they will take you up. Allahu Akbar. التي تليها. Then the one, the next level, the next level, the next level. حتى ينتهي إلى السماء السابعة, till you get to the seventh firmament, seventh heaven. فيقول الله عز وجل, الله سبحانه وتعالى will say, in your honor, اكتبوا كتاب عبدي في عليين, write the book of my slave in the highest level, واعيدوه إلى الأرض, and take him back to earth. فإني منها خلقتهم, and indeed I created them from it, وفيها أعيدهم, and in it, they're going back to in it. ومنها أخرجهم تارة أخرى, and indeed they will be coming back out of it again to be resurrected. قال فتعاد روحه في جسده فيأتيه ملكان فيجلسان. And then those are two angels, the ruh will come back to the jasad, to the soul will come back to the body, and then the two angels, Munkar wa Nakir, which we'll talk about again, I'll repeat the next episode inshallah, they will come up and yujlisani, they will sit him up to ask him the questions. We'll talk about it inshallah next time. فذكر الحديث في سؤال القبر. I'm not going to go there. Okay, not yet. Said now, the opposite is true. Allahu Akbar. I wanted to finish with a positive, wallahi, but it's amanat al-ilm now. The hadith, the siyaq al-hadith, the narration as such, as the narration of the chain. So let's, we're going to go. He says now, فَإِذَا رُوحُ الْكَافِرُ قُبِضَ رُوحُ الْكَافِرُ. This is the same. Status is the same. Says, but when the disbeliever, the soul is taken away, says, فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا فَلَا يَمُرُونَ بِهَا عَلَى مِنْ مَلَائِكَ إِلَّا قَالُوا مَا هَذَا الرُّوحُ الْخَبِيثُ. What is this stinking rotten aroma? It says, if that case, فلان ابن فلان بأقبح أسمائه. This is so-and-so with the worst names that he was called upon on this earth. حتى ينتهي به إلى السماء الدنيا. This level here says, فيستفتح فلا يفتح له. Says, go ahead, open the gates. The gates are shut. You shall not pass. ثم قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah, that the doors will not be open for them, and they will not enter paradise until and unless, if the jamal, the camel, will go inside the needle, the hole. Obviously, it is making a mockery of them, and it's impossible. And since the camel will never be able to go into that small place, and of course, they will not be entering paradise. Subhanallah. A choice you have to make, my brothers and sisters. So again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ اكْتُبُوا كِتَابَ عَبْدِي فِي سِجِّينٍ, write my book in the lowest rank on earth, the lowest of the lowest. فَتُطْرَحْ رُوحُهُ طَرْحًا. You know what that means? He's not going down with the angels' accommodation, nice and gentle. He says he will be let go, free falling from the top. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, and he قَرَأَ, then he recited this ayah. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخَطَّفُهُ الطَّيْرُ, as if he's free falling from the heavens, as if the birds are just snatching them out of the air. أَوْ تَهُوَ بِهِ الرِّيحُ, or the wind will be slapping them all over the place. فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ, deep, in a very deep depth of the earth, lowest of the lowest. فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ, again he will go back the ruh into his body. وَيَأْتِيَهِ مَلِكَانِ, again the angels will come when he goes into the grave, and the two angels will come and ask him the question. And that's where I'm going to leave you for the next one. I'm going to remind you again, you have a choice, my brothers and sisters, to be your soul be taken out the way that you heard. You have a choice to be shrouded in a coffin from Jannah or hellfire. You have a choice to smell the best aroma or the worst aroma. You have a choice to be called by the best names or the worst names. You have a choice, you have a choice, you have a choice. But when? As long as you're breathing, as long as you're blinking, as long as you're pulsing. But when is this going to stop? The eyes are closed, the tongue is thick, feet are cold. What will you do then? And what will you come? And what will you say? And how will you end up? You want to know how? It says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not die except in a state of Islam. You know why? Because you will die the way you lived. And you will be resurrected the way you died. And that's why the death is the pivotal point that proves how you lived and will give you an indication how you'll be resurrected. And that's why we'll end with this dua, inshallah. O Allah, we ask you by your magnificent name to make our last words to be La ilaha illallah, to make of the best of deeds be the last of deeds, and the best days when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no accountability. Ameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Ameen. Wassalamu alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah anna khaira. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll see you inshallah next week for the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. Ameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.